Well, the Brewers, with this 5-4 victory, have clinched another series against the Reds. Back on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show, the Brewers end up August 19-9. Most wins in the month for any team in Major League Baseball, 19 of them. We'll get you ready for Game 1 in September, which comes your way early tomorrow in just a moment. But first, let's go down on the farm, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. From name brand hunting gear and supplies to canning jars, lids, and other essentials, fall harvest and hunting prep starts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Nashville lost a game at Charlotte, the White Sox AAA club, 5-3, the final score in that game. And notable, Brewer Hicklin was not in the lineup. It was Hicklin, a candidate to be the call-up from the position player side when the rosters expand tomorrow on September 1st. Hicklin did not play in that game for the Nashville Sounds, and Hicklin's had a great AAA season. He's on the 40-man roster, and you wonder, could he be the man that gets added tomorrow? It's a guy that we have not seen play with the Milwaukee Brewers, but what a first name he's got for it, Brewer Hicklin. Wes Clark and Isaac Collins homered in that 5-3 defeat in Charlotte. Tomorrow, we're on the air, get this, 10:35 in the morning Central Time. 11:10 Central first pitch. Brewers try to sweep four games to end the season series with the Cincinnati Reds, a team they've dominated for over 2 years. Tobias Myers will get the ball to try to be able to do so. I think there's a very good chance, even though the Reds have not named their starting pitcher, looks like it could be Jacob Junis. Yep, man, the Brewers traded to get Frankie Montas a month ago. I think it's going to be Junis. That's my prognostication, the way that the pitching lines up. So that'll be fun. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer saying have a great rest of your Saturday night, folks. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld, the thriller tonight, Jack Centurio's homer wins it in the ninth, and Jake Bauer's defense makes it stick 5-4 over the Reds. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Good night.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of civic media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the civic media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
Jay. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Developing this hour, the condition of San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is not yet known after he was shot during an attempted robbery in the city, according to San Francisco police. The suspect was also hurt and was arrested. Two children are among the victims of a bus crash on a Mississippi highway. The bus company provides cross-border trips between Mexico and the U.S. CBS's Lana Zack has more.
Still more questions than answers after a passenger bus overturns on Interstate 20 in Bovina, Mississippi, about 30 minutes west of Jackson. The State Highway Patrol says at least seven people were killed. Dozens of others were injured and taken to area hospitals. No other vehicles were involved. The Warren County coroner says two of the victims were siblings from Guatemala.
The NTSB says the cause of the crash appears to be tire failure. A small plane crashed into a townhouse near Portland, Oregon. Coin TV's Ariel Salk is there.
I got to speak to some of the neighbors, some who actually physically watched the crash happen. They mentioned that there was a huge explosion. It looked like the plane was coming down fast and hot. That's what they said. And there was maybe 4 to 5 homes. There wasn't like a consistent number from the Gresham Fire Department that were burned from this crash. So there are a handful of people who are displaced.
The TSA predicts record air travel this Labor Day holiday weekend, but millions of others are driving.
In Florida, officials are stepping up DUI patrols both on the road and out in the water.
If you're going to be drinking out there, be responsible. Have someone else be the captain of the boat or taking charge of that boat because they are going to be enforcing DUIs.
AAA says Labor Day travel will be up 9% over last year, with most people driving to their vacation destination. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
There's another legal setback for the state of Texas as it investigates humanitarian charities assisting asylum-seeking migrants at the border.
District Judge Maya Guerra Gamble ruling that the migrant aid group Team Brownsville was not required to take part in depositions related to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's investigations. Team Brownsville Board President Andrea Rudnick says the state's deposition request was based on false accusations.
Accused us of misusing federal monies when we had not even received any federal monies.
Another judge rejected a similar deposition request of Catholic Charities in July.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-702-7300.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A blood test could be an important predictor of heart disease.
New research from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston shows a single blood test can predict the risk of cardiovascular disease in women 30 years later. The study measured inflammation and two types of fat in the bloodstream in midlife and found participants with the highest levels had a 33 to 70% higher risk of heart disease. Experts say testing when women are in their 50s would help doctors detect problems early on and recommend prevention and treatment. Men were not part of the study, but researchers say they'd expect similar findings. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Two-thirds of Americans are planning to celebrate this Labor Day weekend, which includes shopping for about a third of consumers, according to Numerator's Labor Day Intentions Preview. 88% of them will buy food and 38% alcohol. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows upper 50s. Beautiful for the rest of the holiday weekend with sunshine, high in the mid-70s, Sunday and Labor Day. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Only a slight rain chance Thursday. It's 71 right now.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. To live nearby our lives. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand?
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And I
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Call.
bitterness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, down on my knees for you.
Let's go. was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Put out in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah,
I'm a believer.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And
pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall has been shot in an attempted robbery in San Francisco. KCBS Radio's Jack Ferris has more.
The 23-year-old receiver was at an autograph signing when he and a friend were held up at gunpoint in an apparent robbery. Purcell and his friend were shot, an altercation ensued, and the suspect was taken into custody.
In a statement, the 49ers say he sustained a bullet wound to his chest and is in serious but stable condition. Several people were killed and dozens injured when a bus headed for Mexico crashed in Mississippi. Officials say the tires failed.